Good afternoon. We ready to get started, everybody? Okay. This is the Historic Landmarks Commission for August 24th, I believe, 2020. Please note the commission hearing room at 1900 Southwest 4th Avenue, room 2500B, is closed to the public due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Under Portland City Code and state law, the Landmarks Commission is holding this meeting electronically. All members of the commission are attending remotely by video and teleconference. Through required public notice, the public is invited to also participate remotely and can provide testimony during today's hearing. The commission is taking these steps as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. Sorry. Had to laugh. I'm seeing a commissioner upside down. Okay. Thank you for fixing that, Commissioner Roman. Commission is taking these steps as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic and the need to limit in-person contact and promote social distancing. The pandemic is an emergency that threatens the public health, safety, and welfare, which requires us to meet remotely by electronic communications. Thank you all for your patience, flexibility, and understanding as we manage through this difficult situation to do the city's business. I'd like to begin by introducing first the Bureau of Development Services staff.
Hillary Adam.
Ben Nielsen.
Laura Duvall.
Great. And Brian, are you there
as well? Oh, yeah, Brian Tierney. I was muted. Great. Sorry.
Thank you. Okay. The members of the commission here today are, well, why don't I just go ahead and read who's here. Commissioner Andrew Smith, Matthew Roman, Commissioner Maya Fodi, Commissioner Annie Mahoney, Commissioner Derek Spears, and myself, Commissioner Kristen Miner. The members of the commission are private citizens appointed by the mayor to provide review of new construction in historic districts or remodeling of historic structures. We are not paid, but serve entirely as volunteers. More detailed information regarding the purpose and function of the commission can be found in the Portland Zoning Code. Commission members must declare a conflict of interest, bias, or ex parte contact prior to the staff presentation of a particular case. If a commission member has a conflict of interest or bias, they are not allowed to participate in commission discussion or voting on that project. If a commission member has had an ex parte contact, they must declare the substance of it on the record and it is subject to rebuttal. Okay, for our agenda today, we will be starting with some items of interest. And after that, we have three Type 3 land use cases. So I will go ahead and start with items of interest, and then before we get into the land use cases, I will read some procedural information about those Type 3 cases. Hillary, would you like to start us out for items of interest?
Sure. I know that Commissioner Fodi had an item, and then I just promoted Brandon Spencer-Hartle from BPS so that he could talk about another item. So that might take a few seconds.
Okay. Commissioner Fodi.
Just a super quick update on the light standard issue. Annie, you were, Commissioner Mahoney was sort of tracking that. Basically what's happened is the update is that the city has selected a consultant to come up with two separate designs. One is a contemporary light pole and the other is one a historic one. And I was supposed to sit through a two-hour design meeting last Thursday, which got canceled, but the idea was is that we were going to, it kind of started, Brian McCarthy from the Design Commission came up with some, it was very interesting, he sort of kind of described what we have in the city currently, what's historic, what are contemporary, historic-looking light fixtures, what are contemporary, why did they do what they did. I'll forward that on, maybe not right now, but in the future. And then the idea behind this design meeting was to kind of talk through with the consultants their design proposals, which we didn't really get a chance to see yet. I just wanted to let you guys know, I didn't know this until basically last week, And so it does sound like I'll be sitting through that along with Brian McCarthy, this design meeting, at which time I'll give you guys an update and I'll send you Brian McCarthy's PDF of these designs. I thought it was extremely helpful to understand what we're looking at around town. And then hopefully at some point, you guys as the commissioners, or maybe I'll, depending on who wants to see and have involvement, if I have any questions, I'll be like, hey, you guys, what do you guys think? These are the two options we came up with. Just so you guys have some involvement as well. It's not just me making decisions. So that's my update. I'll keep you guys posted.
Thanks for doing that. Brandon.
Good afternoon, commissioners. Brandon Spencer Hartle, Bureau of Planning and Sustainability. I just had a couple of quick things. On Friday night, we had a nice physically distanced, masked on celebration, impromptu to honor the designation of the Billy Webb Elks Lodge on the National Register of Historic Places. And Mayor Wheeler was in attendance, and we were able to provide the lodge leadership with a nice bronze National Register plaque that will go up on the outside of the building sometime soon. So I did send an email to the commission or to some commissioners just minutes beforehand, so it still came together pretty quickly. But that was just something that felt meaningful, especially right now, and hopefully it's the first of many future designations of sites in Northeast Portland that share a similar history. What I wanted to do is just spend a couple minutes giving the commission a heads up and making a request about the upcoming batch of new National Register nominations. I think as everyone on the commission is familiar, three times a year, the State Historic Preservation Office asks the commission to review and provide comments on proposed listings or removals in the National Register of Historic Places. Typically, we have 1, 2, 3, sometimes 4 nominations up for consideration. It's a bit of a surprise to me. This round, we have something like 8 or 9 nominations that are up for consideration, which is a bit of a heavy lift. We do have time scheduled on your September 28th hearing agenda to go through those nominations, to discuss the merits of the nominations, and to prepare a Landmarks Commission recommendation on each one in advance of October 15th, October 16th hearing at the State Advisory Committee. And so what I want to do today, I'll be fast, I know you've got a busy agenda, is to give a quick rundown of the nominations that are up for consideration and ask commissioners if they have a conflict on any of those nominations, B, if there's any specific properties that a commissioner really wants to review, and see if there's anybody who won't be there on September 28th. And I'll ask for you to send me those things in an email so we don't spend any more time than needed today. But I just want to give a quick rundown about what those listings are. In a minute here, I'll send to the commission that list with a link to each of the nominations and asking you to get back to me again with if you've got a conflict on one of those nominations, if there's any that really speak to you, and if you are not able to be there on September 28th, so I don't assign you a nomination. Generally, it's nice for us to have 2 to 3 commissioners look at each nomination, which means this time around, we'll be asking everybody to look at about 3 nominations. Some of the nominations are short and sweet. There are a few that are a little complicated. So I will ask for your input at any that really speak to you. As I mentioned, we've got a handful of them this time. There are 2 that are a little different. That are boundary reduction proposals. Commissioners may remember about 1.5 years ago, there was a boundary reduction proposed for a property in the downtown core. That was a proposal that responded to a vacant quarter block that was within a landmark boundary. This time around, the 2 that are being considered for boundary reduction are a little more complicated. One is the Portland General Electric Company Station L Group, which is the OMSI, basically the OMSI site. With those historic buildings as well as new buildings. There is a proposed boundary, like a change to that designation. And I haven't read it myself, but it's I believe it's a boundary decrease. There's a proposed boundary decrease for the Montgomery Ward building, also known as Montgomery Park. There's a proposed listing of the Jacob Cook House. And I see some of you taking notes. I'll send this out in an email in a few minutes here. The Jacob Cook House, which is sometimes referred to as the Christmas House in Southeast Belmont, has a proposed listing for the Patton Home in North Portland. There's a proposed listing of an apartment building in Southeast Portland, a downtown building, a church that's being nominated under the African American Historic Resources MPD. That's the Mallory Avenue Christian Church, or known as the Alberta Abbey today. And then last, and I'll say not least, because it may be the one that generates the most testimony, Terwilliger Parkway is being considered for National Register listing. And so that's a pretty big slate, a pretty good diversity of resources, some that are being considered under these multiple property documentations, some that have been considered for a number of years by SHPO, but just haven't quite gotten themselves to the point of being formally nominated, like Terwilliger Parkway, and a few others that are, I believe, applying for tax credits or other financial benefits for the listing. So interesting slate. I think it's gonna be a bit of a lift for us to get through it in one meeting. And so I will send that list out in a few minutes and ask that everybody get back to me in the next day or so with any of those speak to you and you really wanna review them. Do you have any conflicts? And or if you're gone on the 28th, I'll need to know that too, because we'll need to backfill a bit more. Like I said, I'd be quick, but I guess if there are any questions from commission members, happy to answer them. Otherwise, I'll shoot out an email in a minute here.
Sounds good. And I think, Brandon, you know, I personally am comfortable with you assigning me whatever you think you would like me to look at. And I imagine some of the other commissioners will feel that way too. So, you know, it might just almost be easier if you kind of suggest to commissioners, well, what if you take this, this, and this?
That's okay. That's what I'll do as a follow-up so that I can respond to the ones that people are most excited about. And if you don't have any you're most excited about, or you're only excited about one, then I will propose assigning you one. And be careful, Chairminer. I'll assign you all of them if you are too generous with your offer.
Oh dear. Thank you.
Cool. Okay. Well, I look forward to that conversation and talk to you soon.
Thank you very much, Brandon. Let's see. I did want to make one brief reminder to commissioners before we move to land use cases, and that is that Hillary, a while back, sent us a link that she had started to a Historic Landmarks Commission library. In other words, that this is a place where some of our past letters to, you know, various state or local, you know, other bodies reside. It's a place where some of our, you know, maybe state of city, just some past documents all live. And so I just wanted to remind you all of that, that you got that link and you should check it out, and you can add to it if there's anything, you know, that seems, you know, that's coming up, or I don't know, there's some obvious sort of, you know, folders created in there already. So just wanted to say that. All right, Hillary, anything else that needs covering right now in items of interest?
I don't believe so. I could touch on the fact that we are still working on a joint bureau letter on the National Register rulemaking and trying to incorporate Landmarks Commission advice into that letter, which would ultimately come from BDS, BPS, and Parks. The deadline was extended to September 14th, so that should be going out in the next couple of weeks, and we can update the commission on the final words of that letter.
Great. Okay, we will now move to the second item, and so what I'm